Riot police in Iran concerns Christians. The world's largest student missions conference is just months away. And a German radio ministry has a new name. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Riot police in Iran attacked hundreds of demonstrators with tear gas as they try to quell the ongoing protests of the June 12th presidential vote. Despite the violence, Sat-7 Pars, Christian satellite television, continues to beam programming into Iran, says David Harder. He's concerned for Christians living there.
Often when there is anti-Western sentiment, Christians are often the scapegoats, and local Christians are blamed. So we do have concern for the Christians and the churches in Iran, and are praying that they're not blamed in any way for being political agitators.
Harder says Christian growth is positive.
There is a great movement of house churches within Iran, and so we want to train house leaders. I mean, often the people who are leading these home churches have themselves only been followers of Jesus for a short period of time.
That's why Sat-7's airing the Seminary of the Air on satellite. Since Christian resources are scarce, TV fills that void. Funding is needed. Next, new mission conferences are popping up all over the world. Christy Chapel of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says Urbana, the largest U.S. conference, is the model. For the past 60 years, youth from 150 countries have attended.
It's really designed to present to every generation of students what is going on in the world in terms of missions and global issues, and challenge students and recent graduates with how they can participate more fully in God's mission.
Every 3 years, more than 20,000 students go to Urbana, and it's coming up this December. This year's main topic will be Jesus among us.
Urbana has helped, I think, to spawn national missions movements among many countries now. So we have countries like Nigeria and Mexico and Argentina having large conferences for their own students.
Sign up before June 30th and you can save $50 on admission. Stay tuned for monthly updates and begin praying for those who will be attending. You're listening to Mission Network News. After 55 years, our German radio ministry is sailing under a new flag and a new name. It's still broadcasting from Ecuador, but now works under HCJB Global's World Office rather than under its Latin America region. Vos Andes Media is the new name of HCJB's German language service. Its gospel broadcasts reach Germans in Europe, South America, the South Pacific, and over the Internet. Listeners respond from 60 different countries, pray many will receive the gospel and grow in their faith. Meanwhile, this summer, seven American youth have the opportunity to ride across Zambia on motorcycles and share Christ's love. These youth are called Orphan Angels and will be ministering to orphans in Zambia through Teen Missions International. Joe Vile, one of the Angels' leaders, explains their ministry.
They'll have puppets, music. We have a Bible lesson for them, and also they have an invitation to accept Christ. Plus, we also play games with them, so they build a relationship with the little orphans.
Each American will be working alongside the motorcycle Sunday School Mission Nationals, also through Teen Missions.
We look to them for our guidance and direction because they know the culture, they know the language, so we're there to serve them.
Teen Missions hopes these young people will continue with missions wherever they end up in life.
It's not the distance you travel. Your mission field is wherever God plants you.
Pray for safety for the team. They're just getting started this week. Visit our website for more details. And Kids Alive International has been offered a generous gift. A matching grant will triple any donation given to their Families Together program, a program that supports parents and grandparents taking care of a child alone. Besides giving food and health care, they train the caregiver with job skills so they can build a better life. Now, money that would have taken care of a family for 1 month will be enough for three. Pray more families will experience God's love because of the grant. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, Veiled Freedom, a new novel from Jeanette Wendell. Through three fictional characters, this book will give you a better understanding of Afghanistan while comparing Christianity and the teachings of Muhammad. Get Veiled Freedom at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.